Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to episode 20 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to all the different great shows that are part of the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. I am really excited that I'm getting closer to being fully caught up, although I'm still a ways away, but I think I can pull this off. I'm still confident in myself that I can make this deadline. 30 episodes recorded, edited, posted in 30 days. Let's see what happens. This whole show has been a series of different stories related to the different writing that I've done over the years. This particular period was a lot of fun because I took the plunge and submitted the latest draft of a script called Manhunter, and it was based on the video game concept that I had that was birthed initially back in 1995 and then set on the back burner for a few years and eventually became a written up video game concept in the spring of 1998 and then would eventually be a treatment the next year. And then over the next year after that, it would be one draft after another of trying to get the script itself just right. I went ahead and took the plunge and submitted Manhunter to the New York International Independent Film and Video Festival, and they accepted me. So this part of the story picks up in July of 2000. This particular day, it was the day that I was going into work. It was a normal day and everything, but I was also going in with a whole bunch of stuff that was going to be in a cardboard box that I was going to be setting up at a table that I was able to get at the festival. And basically what I was going to be doing is presenting my script to various people that would be stopping by my table, because this particular evening would be strictly for the screenwriters. So there were different screenwriters that had their own table set up and they were hawking their script just like I was. I had about a dozen copies of the script printed out and bound in the spiral and everything. I should have just made things very simple. Should have done the three-hole punch with the gold brackets. But I was just kind of figuring out what I was doing. So I wanted to give it a little extra presentation with a nice black spiral-bound clear plastic front cover and a black cardstock back cover. And then the latest draft of the script. At that time, it was still called Manhunter. And it was a pretty wild event because what I was able to do is I was able to coerce one of my friends, Jason Goodman, into drawing a little bit of what the character of Manhunter. Eventually, his name would be changed to Submission, but that would be a couple more drafts down the road. I got to collect some different business cards from people trying to get into the producing game. They were intrigued by this, but at the same time, this was my first foray into independent film. I was approaching this like a $25 to $30 million type of mini blockbuster. I had kind of lost track of what I had originally tried to do in earlier scripts, especially the Phoenix Rising trilogy, where I was writing to my own budget. Obviously, you want to think big when you're in this type of field, when you're accepted into a film festival and you have an opportunity to pitch your script to other people. You want to put your best foot forward. At that time, I felt that was the case for me. Looking back on it, maybe I should have tried submitting Seeking Retribution because I was still picking at that one. And it would actually have its own little saga attached to it, as I'll get to in the next episode. But at this point, it was all about Manhunter. That's what I was thinking about. That's what I felt that I had the potential to make into something special. when I went there for this festival and got my table and everything, I got some interest, you know, some business cards were there and everything, but eventually from any sort of contact that was made, nothing followed through and nothing really happened with it. About a week later, I was contacted by the festival coordinators. They said they would like me and the other screenwriters who had participated in this to join them at their office for a little award ceremony. And not so much a ceremony, basically just like, here are your certificates for this and this and this. And when I went there, I got an interesting, very interesting certificate handed to me. And it said certificate of award. And had Manhunter by George Saroy. It was, you know, listed on there and everything. But the category that they decided to give me was Best Futuristic Drama. Obviously, I was happy to have gotten that because at the end of the day, I can say like, hey, I got an award. I'm an award-winning screenwriter. I'm fairly sure, maybe 100% sure, that I had the only futuristic drama that was there at the festival. So it's not like it was much competition or anything. So it wound up being an interesting experience. It never wound up going anywhere, but I was grateful they believed that it needed some recognition. Basically come up with an idea for their own category. It's their show. They can do whatever they want. When I filled out the paperwork to be a part of that festival, I didn't see anything about a futuristic drama category listed there, but that's what was given to me. And I still have that certificate up in my office at home, along with the other ones that I've gotten over the years. I'm kind of excited to share a little bit more about that experience. And another time I took a chance with one of my scripts, this time with Seeking Retribution. And it was at that time when I decided that that was going to be my entry into this new thing that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck were pushing on HBO called Project Greenlight. And so I'll be talking a little bit about that in the next episode. It'll likely be a pretty short episode because there's not too much to tell about this. It was an interesting experience on its own. Until that next episode, this is George Saroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@hesgotit.com.